The grand opening of Memorial Park's skating trail will take place on January 10, 2025, during the Mayor and Council's New Year's levee at Memorial Park, 2 Park Drive. The 6 p.m. event will include official remarks, a ribbon cutting, performances, and music, as well as on-ice appearances by costumed characters. Stouffville will close 2024 with New Year's Eve fireworks in Memorial Park. The event begins at 6 p.m. on December 31 with the fireworks show starting at 7 p.m. Road closures for the New Year's Eve event include sections of Burkholder Street and Park Drive, with parking available at the Leisure Center and near Latcham Hall. While the new skating trail in Memorial Park has been up and running since December 14, its formal grand opening will take place during the Mayor and Council's New Year's levee on January 10, 2025. The event will begin with remarks from local officials and a ribbon cutting at 6 p.m., followed by a performance on the trail by the Stouffville Skating Club at 6:10. Additional entertainment will include an off-ice fire performer, as well as costumed Snowflake and Swan Lake princesses skating alongside attendees. The levee will conclude at 8 p.m. Residents can join Mayor Ian Lovett and members of Town Council on the ice, enjoy hot beverages, and participate in a variety of on-ice activities organized by Stouffville's Recreation Department. A DJ will be playing music throughout the evening. "I'm very excited the town is bringing back the first Mayor and Council's New Year's levee in 10 years," Lovett said. "Our new skating trail is the perfect location to gather as a community to celebrate 2025. The levee will mark Stouffville's first event of the new year, following the conclusion of 2024 with New Year's Eve fireworks in Memorial Park. Those festivities will start at 6 p.m. on December 31 and feature on-stage performances and food trucks. The fireworks display will begin at 7 p.m. To accommodate the New Year's Eve event, Burkholder Street, between Park Drive and Franklin Street, and Park Drive, from Booth Drive to the Northern Leisure Center entrance, will be closed. Parking will be available at the Leisure Center and in the lot across from Latcham Hall." Randy Barba is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Bullet Point News Stouffville.